Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my frequently frustrated, because he's not good about decisions on the spot, friend Frank. How are you today?
Hi! What decisions are we making? Yeah. I don't know. Oh, wait. Are you going to make me make decisions today?
Yeah.
Don't! I hate decisions.
I know. You're bad at stuff on the spot.
No, I'm great at it. Let me tell you my three favorite reasons why I'm great at making decisions.
So bad.
I'm so indecisive.
You are not Maria Von Trapp. You do not have a list of favorite things, or that song would still be going on.
You know what's funny? It's like I'm better at
it's
big decisions.
It's 1939. It's now 2017. You're still singing about your favorite things.
And at Christmas. Why at Christmas? Why do they play that song at Christmas?
It doesn't make any sense because she likes wrapped presents.
That's my headcanon too.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
I am better at big life decisions than I am at, I'm like, yeah, okay, I want to move here. Or like, yeah, I want to marry this person. But then I'm like, I don't know. Do I want this beer or the other one? Oh, man, I can't think. This is so. You know, you can have one and then the other. No, I can't. This is everything right now.
So what beer did you decide to drink tonight?
Well, I decided to pick these three beers that I would know.
Them all in a big bowl.
Man. Yeah, I made jungle juice from three beers. I am drinking Founders All Day IPA. Which I have not had in a while. I used to, when I used to not like IPAs back in the dark ages, this was one
when
that
you're singing about your favorite things.
Exactly, in 1939. The IPA is one that I would have stayed away from years back. But, now it's quite a sessionable IPA.
I've grown accustomed to the IPA as well, and her face, but the IPA. That's a My Fair Lady reference.
My Fair Lady, I got it.
That's a My Fair Lady reference.
I've grown accustomed to it.
Yes, indeed. I'm drinking a New Belgium Flat Tire.
Ah, Fat Tire is so good.
Which, I always want to call it Flat Tire, as I just did, which is not an appealing sounding beer.
Is it an ale? Is it an IPA?
Belgian
style ale, okay.
Wouldn't it be a kick if it wasn't a Belgium style?
Yeah, if it's like...
Belgium Fat Tire.
Cerveza.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, very good.
These were provided to us by a very special friend of ours.
A very special friend.
Listener Dan. No, just kidding. Listener Damon.
No, Listener Damon.
Who's
friend of the show.
Sitting right over there without a microphone.
Audience member
of the evening.
Yes.
Came to visit. All right, so you can be our audio engineer for this evening.
That's right, yeah. If you would like to be an audience member, then email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. And too bad, we cannot accommodate you, unfortunately.
Because we live in insert town here.
You know, yeah, we've never talked about it before, so clearly if we...
No, we're like the Simpsons. Springfield could be anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah. Actually, Boston could be any Boston. There's lots of Boston.
Did you know actually that's why they chose the name Springfield?
Yes,
because
I did.
It's the most common.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Massachusetts, Illinois, like think of a state.
Every state has a Springfield except for one, I think.
Probably not Hawaii. If it's a Springfield, Hawaii. Or Alaska, that feels kind of weird too.
I don't want to say it might be Arizona, but I can't remember.
But like, yeah, almost every state has one.
Yeah. Listener Damon, look it up, please.
Use your infinite lookups.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you want to make me make decisions?
Yeah, so Frank, I had this great idea to give you a mild heart attack as I asked you a series of questions in some form of sequence. So are you a fan of the game Would You Rather?
I no, because I have to make decisions.
I know. Well, too bad, because we're going to play Beer with Geeks Would You Rather, BWG... WYR. That's really hard.
Uh-huh.
That's really hard.
Uh-huh.
35 states.
35 states have a Springfield.
Thank
you, audience.
Thank you.
Engineer.
Thank you.
Sometimes erstwhile co-host.
Yeah. Wow. It's cool. I'm not going to read all of this, though, because I have to get on with this.
What if there was like an Animaniacs-style song about the states that have Springfields?
Springfield. Is that the way you think of the country song?
Yes.
Mexico, America, Panama, America, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru.
Right.
Colombia, Bolivia.
Except if it's like...
Yeah. That's out of date now. That's an out of date. There are new countries. There are different countries now.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's an out of date song.
Oh, yeah.
I did. That's how I learned my countries, though. And state capitals and presidents.
Yeah.
All Animaniacs.
Oh, man, the president's one, yeah.
Yeah, the president's one is my favorite. I mean, it stops at Clinton, but I think I can remember who came after him.
I think we can kind of fill
in the
gap
there. I can figure it out, yep. Okay, so anyway. So, Beer with Geeks, Would You Rather, new series.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
New series of episodes in which I ask you very frank, specific would you rathers. Mm. Some of them are not frank specific at all, but I came up with these this afternoon.
Very good.
We're ready for you. And I'm going to ask you, and we can discuss as we go. This is not a lightning round by any stretch of the imagination. Okay. We'll do this again. So if I don't make it through my whole list, oh well.
Oh well.
Oh well.
If you don't make it through your whole list, then we'll do for part two. You can do next time I'll get you. But then when we circle back around, you can do the rest of your list.
There you go. See? Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to start you off with a nice and easy one.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and get my happy place, my decision-making happy place.
Okay. Would you rather live in Gotham or Metropolis?
Metropolis.
Would you rather live on Krypton?
Wait, do we want to talk about this?
No, I think I know why you chose Metropolis.
No, I don't think you know the reason why.
No, tell me.
No, I sincerely don't think you know the reason why.
Because Gotham is a scary and terrible place, and you would be smart to live in Metropolis over Gotham.
Well, no, because there's like alien invasions and monsters and evil scientists.
Okay, sure.
Metropolis all
okay,
time.
So my next one would then be to say you chose it because
I chose because I like Superman. Duh. I want to meet him. I want to get his autograph. I want to get a signal watch.
No, I was going to say because of Smallville, maybe you have an emotional connection to Metropolis the way that you wouldn't with Gotham.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I told you didn't know why.
Yeah, okay. I tried to think too deep about it, apparently.
Too deep.
Okay.
Too deep.
So, all right. Would you rather live on Krypton knowing it's going to get blown up in 50 years or live in Argo City on Krypton knowing you'll be taken by Brainiac at any moment?
You mean Kandor?
Not Argo City, yeah.
Am I an adult?
You are an adult.
Okay. Do I rather be?
You are your current age.
In both instances, you are your current age.
Yeah.
I'd rather die in 50 years or get taken by Brainiac. I think I'd rather like live a full life and then be done rather than like be in a bottle and be tortured. Yeah, I'd rather die in Krypton.
Because you're 20. Insert other number.
I'm 28, so in 50 years I'll be 78.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good full life. I would take that. I'd like to go for more, but hey, if I die because the planet blows up, that's fine.
Okay. Interesting. This is my favorite question.
Okay.
When asked for directions, would you rather always say, "This is SETI Alpha 5"?
Yes, of course I would. Oh my God. No, I don't even need the other option. It's always, "This is SETI Alpha 5.
SETI Alpha 6 was destroyed."
Yeah, no, always. Well, okay, fine. What was the other option?
So the other one is SETI Alpha 5 or "This is Sparta."
Oh, SETI Alpha 5, 105 times out of 100.
I was having a hard time coming up with something as good as SETI Alpha 5, where somebody said this but
man.
I love when you shout SETI Alpha 5, so this is what I would want for you.
Oh, man, thank you. Yes, that is absolutely what I would choose every time, every time.
This is SETI Alpha 5.
Amazing.
When asked for directions. Okay, would you rather live without a cell phone or the internet?
I'd rather live without a cell phone. If I could at least get back to the internet. You know, there was a time where I had the internet but didn't have an internet connected cell. Like, we're talking about a smartphone, like any phone, any cell phone at all. Even so, there was a time where I didn't have a cell phone when I was very young, but the internet existed. So, like, I would rather go back to that, as hard as that would be as an adult, than not have the internet. Like, if I have a phone that I can just make phone calls with, like, okay, that sucks. But if I can get back to a computer or have a laptop or something, like, I'm fine. I'll live.
Okay. Would you rather have Spider-Man's powers or an Iron Man suit?
Ooh. Okay, that's a good one. I like that. Spider-Man's powers or an Iron Man suit.
You do not get the Tony Stark money, and you do not get the Parker luck.
Okay.
You just have the powers or the suit.
Okay. I think I'd rather have the suit. I think I'd rather have the suit, because the suit can frankly do more than Spider-Man can, and I feel like you can.
But he could do whatever a spider can, Frank.
I know.
Anything. Do I need to sing the song?
But he can't fly, and the suit can fly.
Sure.
I do like flight. That's always. It's like.
What if the suit gets damaged?
Well, what if I get damaged when I have spider powers? Like, what?
Touché. Yeah. You won't have Tony Stark to fix you.
No, exactly. But the suit, like, it's armor. I'll be protected. And then the suit gets damaged, but I'm fine. Presumably. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Supposedly.
I would rather tell come in on this one. I would rather take Spider-Man's powers over the Iron Man suit. Yeah.
Interesting. Why is that?
Fast metabolism.
Okay. Would like to eat whatever I want.
Like to eat whatever you want. Fast metabolism. Fun way to get to work sometimes if you really feel like it.
True.
You know, just things like that. Whereas the suit, I feel like, I don't know, it would be, oh boy, I gotta put on the Iron Man suit. Just give me a second. And I'm like,
I'd be like, I get to put on the Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Yeah. Let's fly to work.
I'd rather have the powers and, like, stay below the main street. You know what I mean? Like, spider sense? You know?
But, like, wouldn't you, like, I'm thinking now, if I'm flying to work in my Iron Man suit, do I have to, like, take up a parking space or, like, chain it to a lamppost like a bike? This one's mine, guys.
I don't reference the movie a lot for many things, but let's say it's like Iron Man 3 where he's having lunch with Rhodey and he just goes out onto the curb and there's his Iron Man suit waiting for him and he just steps into it. We can say it's like that.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Would you rather be R2-D2 or BB-8?
R2-D2. You know, R2-D2 is America's sweetheart. You know, and BB-8 is...
I really don't think he is, Frank.
I really don't think you know America, Tim.
Pretty sure I do. Chewbacca mom would say otherwise.
Well, Chewbacca mom would pick Chewbacca. That's like not even a... No, but I love R2-D2, and I have for my whole life. So, and BB-8, while, you know, is awesome and adorable, and I love BB-8, my first love of those two was out of those two was R2. So I'd have to go with him because he... You know, arguably is the star. He puts the star in Star Wars. He's the main character of the
first two trilogies. You're right.
Yeah, I
was wondering.
Star 2-D2.
Yeah, Star 2-D2. There you go. Yeah. Thank you for making my pun better.
You're very welcome. I'm always happy to correct you.
All right. Here you go.
Because I'm that guy.
Here you go. Would you rather relive your life as Paul McCartney or as Superman?
Okay, that I probably would go with Paul McCartney.
You know, I thought you might, so I got you this guitar. No, I didn't get
guitar
you anything.
Guitar 2-D2? No.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, because, you know, he's real and stuff. I would.
Well, that hurts Superman's feelings somewhere in some universe.
I'm sure Henry Cavill just got even more mopey. I would pick Paul because, like, I've kind of always wanted to be him anyway. So yeah. Why not just embrace it and actually relive my life as him?
My first question was going to be, would you rather be John Lennon or Paul McCartney? But then I thought about that question for a second. I went,
be dead? No.
Would you rather die young or still be alive?
And even you know, like, taking that out of the equation, I would have picked Paul anyway because Paul's my favorite. So
I thought that. I thought as much. You do love alive people the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John had a lot of tragedy in his life even before he got shot. So
yeah, indeed. Indeed he did. Now, this is one that's really not in your wheelhouse the same way, but I thought we'd branch out.
Okay.
Would you rather wield Mjolnir or have the mystical power of Doctor Strange?
Mjolnir. Yeah.
You'd rather have Mjolnir? What would you do with Mjolnir?
I would probably...
start a construction job.
Definitely do that. Yeah. Definitely.
I shall destroy all of these.
Odin and Sons construction.
I shall destroy all of these buildings. I can only... take buildings down. I can't build them. The hammer's too powerful. I bend all the nails.
I like this building. Another. Oh, crap. I destroyed it again. Oh, man.
The power, the mystical powers of Doctor Strange do not interest you.
Are you surprised that a very sci-fi, like fantasy magic based thing does not really?
No, but Thor is he's a Norse god. I'm wearing him on my shirt
right now.
The actual Norse god.
Look at that beard. Would you not want that beard?
I would want this.
I mean, I know that Stephen Strange and Tony are
facial hair bros,
but I would rather have Thor's facial hair. That's just me.
Okay. Well, going along the lines of powers of some such,
mm-hmm.
would you rather pilot the Millennium Falcon or have force powers?
Ooh, I'd rather have force powers.
You'd rather have force powers than pilot the Millennium Falcon?
I'd rather have force powers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I've always identified more with Luke than with Han.
You know, sure.
I feel like when I was
because
a kid,
you're a whiny teenager.
Right, I'm a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, everybody
you gotta,
wanted
you got to start to D2 your
I do. Yeah, I do. I got to be a self start to D2 or never mind. I got to say when I was a kid, you know, your friends would fight over who got to be Han Solo, but I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll be Luke. Like, that's easy. All right.
It's because Luke is the best.
Because I thought
at
so.
Whining.
Well, because I was like Luke. 8. And, you know, Luke at 20 was about emotionally as mature as I was at 8. So I felt very connected to it.
Like, that's so true.
You know, no, but really, I was like,
why can't we see Yoda now?
Power converters.
I don't care about Bocce.
Yeah.
The sport or the language.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I always liked Luke, and I always thought the Force was super cool. And like there were multiple times never mind when I was 8. Now when I'm 28, I'm like, do I have to get out of bed? The remote's all the way over there. Can't it just come to me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Force would be really useful for it. And once in a while I'm like, maybe if I just think real hard. Just think real hard and reach out. Reach out with your feelings.
And then Marissa comes and slaps your hand down. She's
like,
stop it, Frank.
You're like, stop.
Just get your socks.
Be a grown up.
Yeah. You're going to be late for work.
I'm like,
just put on your damn socks and go to work.
I'm taking a mental force day.
Fine.
It's May the 4th. I'm just going to sit here
and command
try to make
my
socks
move. Fine. I'll just put on my Star 2-D2 socks and
go
to work.
Go, Web, go!
Guess he can't do that in an Iron Man suit.
No, I guess not.
All right. Would you rather command the Starship Enterprise or the Serenity?
Ooh, all right. First of all, I have to tell you, it's not the Serenity. It's
I know, but I didn't like it was the Starship Enterprise
Serenity or
Serenity.
Or
if you look at
Serenity.
My questions, I didn't write the.
Yeah, okay.
I could zoom in. See, right there.
Yeah,
there's
okay,
no the there.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't like how it sounded.
That is a real tough one because those are probably about the same level. So Star Trek and Firefly are probably at about the same level for me in terms of like they're not my number one fandom. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not even like they're probably like they're tied somewhere in my top five.
Yep.
You know, of things that I really like, but like am not nuts over. I haven't seen every episode of Star Trek. I haven't read every Serenity comic, like that kind of thing. So I haven't gone full on either one of them. But I'll stop stalling now and make a damn decision. and I think I would pick the Enterprise.
Yeah.
I think I would pick the Enterprise.
It's just a nicer ship.
It's a nicer ship. It's a very different, you know, Star Trek is all about, like, humanity bettering themselves, and it's kind of like the Twilight Zone, and where there's, like, morality mm-hmm. tales, and you're learning lessons and everything, and it's an examination of humanity and the human condition and everything, whereas Firefly is a Western in space. You know, it's after the Earth was all used up, and so it's a very different time. It's more frontier. It's more of the Han Solo, if you will, where Star Trek is a little bit more noble aspirations and mm-hmm. trying to keep the peace and all that kind of thing. So I think I would go with that.
More in line with who you are.
A little bit more. It's a hard, about. It's a tough call, but... By a nose, I would say that this is SETI Alpha 5.
That's my favorite one.
It's so good.
It's my favorite question.
I'm so glad you put that in there.
I know. Okay. Would you rather live as an antelope in The Lion King or as a random animal peasant in Robin Hood?
Robin Hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robin Hood.
Why? You don't want to be part of the circle of life?
Not really.
Yeah.
A pox on the something king, jolly king, phony king of England.
Yeah, you want to be that guy.
Yeah, I want to be, well, really, I want to be.
Yeah, I said random, though. You can't be, you're not a real character.
Fine, background character, that's fine. I'll be the guy who, like, dances with Maid Marian in the background or whatever, you know, like, it's fine. How come we only talk about Robin Hood when Damon is in the room?
I don't know, because I wrote that question before I knew that you were
coming.
That's
so funny.
So
we hijacked like half an episode once where we just talked about Robin. I don't remember what episode it was, but we talked about Robin.
Probably one where we didn't have enough to talk about for half an hour. So we're like, thank God, a digression.
Oh God, yes. Yeah. No, I would rather be in Robin Hood because it's a movie that meant more to me as a kid.
Than the Lion King.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. You know, I think Robin Hood meant more to me as a kid than the Lion King as well.
I know, which is very strange for kids of our age.
Yeah.
Because we were right at the right age
to see the Lion King.
And for some, you know, it's good, but it doesn't grab me like it grabbed everyone else in our like age group. And I still like it.
It grabs me more now as an adult than it did as
a kid. I think that's probably true too. And I think I've seen Robin Hood more, honestly.
I think I had seen Robin Hood several times
before. Same. And even since I've seen it more. Yeah.
Okay, another relive your life question. Would you rather relive your life as Cisco Ramon or Win Shot?
As they appear in the Berlantiverse,
appear in the Berlantiverse, sure.
I think Win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Cisco a lot. A lot, actually. Actually, I'm kind of rethinking, but I think Win. No. I would go with Cisco, actually. And final answer, Cisco.
Cisco.
Final answer, Cisco. Win.
Cisco's got powers.
Cisco's got powers. That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that is true. Win, I chose at first because of his proximity to Superman and Supergirl and his ability to be in those like situations and conversations and everything, but. Really, he's very much like second string. He's not as involved as Cisco is. Cisco is like part of like the team. You
That's
know?
Right.
He's like they a decision maker.
They could get by without Win
they
in
could.
Some ways.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's extremely helpful, but they could get by without him in a way that they would not be able to get by without Cisco.
Yeah, because usually Win is sort of like the Deus Ex Machina. Like he comes in with like I hacked into the mainframe, and blah, blah, blah. Like sort of a nonsensical thing, whereas Cisco's technology is like I invented this thing and it's like totally central to this episode and totally central to the plot and like literally could not find a way around it without this invention that I made not like I hacked into something like that's something else somebody else could do also.
Right.
So yeah, I would go with Cisco and the powers don't hurt either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather marry Lana Lang or Lois Lane Smallville versions? You are not Clark Kent. You are you.
What season are we in?
Introduction of Lois. So season four. So let's say five.
At that point in time, I would marry Lana.
Yeah.
I would totally marry Lana. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Come on. Even Clark proposed to Lana at season five. Mm. Open and shut. At that point in time, I would marry Lana.
Okay.
Because I have such a like schoolboy crush.
Yeah,
on early Lana Lang in that show, like so hard. Even to this day, watching that show and you know season 2, 3, 4, I'm just like my heart is open.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you jump out of the screen and become be a real person?
So if I was to say Lois Lane or Chloe Sullivan, season 10.
Season 10, then it's Lois.
Then it's Lois.
But earlier, like also season five, it'd be Chloe.
Chloe. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Would you rather be a stormtrooper or a red shirt?
That's good. I like that. Stormtrooper or a red shirt? Stormtrooper, I have a shot at living.
You have a shot at living.
Yeah. I might throw away that shot.
Yeah.
But I have a shot at surviving. But a red shirt, I have no chance.
Let's not forget, but yeah, well, yes and no. Don't forget, there's some.
I mean,
crew,
if I'm like Scotty,
members.
Then I'm good,
right? But that
like,
wasn't, yeah, it's not my
other
question.
Than that, I'm disposable. So, no, I'm gonna go with the stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper,
I think
you have a chance of being alive still.
Yeah,
good point. When asked where you live, would you rather always say second star to the right and straight on till morning, or Well, if there's a bright center of the universe, you're on the planet that it's farthest from.
That one.
Yeah.
The Star Wars one.
The Star Wars one.
For sure.
You know, I'd rather say second star. I'd rather say second star because it's,
knew you
it's
would.
Less of a mouthful.
Oh, yeah. But also, you're like, you've always been, you really like Peter Pan.
I do.
Like the mythos of Peter Pan and everything.
I do like Peter Pan.
And Hook and Finding Neverland and like all of those.
Yeah.
And like multiple versions of Peter Pan. Whereas I've always been sort of like, I like the Disney Peter Pan and I kind of like the like Mary Martin, like
sure.
Peter Pan, but like I've never been as into it. I do love Hook, but I kind of think of it as almost like its own thing.
Yeah, sure.
I love it as like a Robin Williams movie that I love.
Or a Dustin Hoffman movie.
Or right. Yeah, but not as, whatever. But not as like, this is part of the Peter Pan mythology that I am such a big fan of. It's like, I like the Disney movie and the others are fine.
That's kind of the answer that I assumed you would give.
Yeah,
when given the choice between Star Wars and something, most of the time you're going to choose Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which brings me to my final question.
Yeah, you jerk.
Would you rather have Spock's ears
or
his hair forever?
Okay, so Tim is referring to the fact that I am a bald man.
Actually, when I came up with this question, that didn't enter my mind. Both are just weird to have forever.
I would rather... Oh, see, I read that as like, would you rather like be guaranteed to have hair, you baldy, or would you rather have pointy ears? And I was uncalled for, but I would still choose the ears. I don't give a crap about hair.
I choose the ears too.
I choose the ears.
Hair, the bowl cut is not flattering.
No, not at all. And it's like, so what? Like anyone can have that. Not anyone can have the ears.
That's right.
The ears are cool.
And ears are a talking point.
Ears are like
of corn.
The ears are like glasses for the sides of your head. They make you look smart.
Yes.
Right?
That's not how that works.
People always think that people wearing glasses look smarter.
This
like,
is
that's
true.
A stereotype that exists.
How I still have a job.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Not,
he wears glasses. He must be a good teacher.
He must work here. He wears glasses.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just keep paying.
Look, he's wearing a tie. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send a paycheck.
Yeah.
But I, so I feel like the Vulcan ears, like, make one look smarter.
Yeah. Okay.
You're more logical. You're a logical being.
Sure. Okay.
So I would take the ears.
Okay. And that is my last question for you.
15 questions.
That was actually 16 questions.
16 questions.
Yeah, I forgot I had that Spock's ear one.
Oh, got it. That was good. That was a lot of fun. I was not expecting. I thought we might not get through all of them. I thought it would be less rapid fire, and I thought we'd have like discussions about each one a little bit more. But I like the rapid fire.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Star Wars trivia, but without the both of us being like, oh God, I have no idea. What Boba Fett's
maiden name is.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I wanted to, in some ways, rapid fire because this is almost unprecedented that you actually watched Alien. You watched the Hit Me With You.
Yeah.
You actually participated in
I did my homework.
You did your homework of Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
That's right.
From
our most recent episode.
From our most recent episode. So, what did you think of Alien?
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I really liked it. Yeah. So I think you were on point when you said that the pacing's a little slow, like a 70s movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was. So I knew to expect that. So I wasn't as bored, I hate to say, as I might have been if I hadn't been sort of warned about that.
Because
I expected it to be more of a fast paced film, like action movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really an action movie. I guess my impression of the franchise was that it was a sci-fi action franchise.
Yeah, it's really not.
It doesn't start out that way anyway. I don't know about the others, but it is more of a psychological thriller.
Right.
Because you never know when they're going to turn a corner and
the alien's going to
be there.
Actually, you can tell when it's going to be there because the cat always shows up first and then runs away.
Oh, nice.
And so it kind of works like the Jaws music where hear the music, you know the shark's going to be there. The cat
but it's
is
less
kind
obvious.
It's,
the
much,
Jaws music,
it's
like,
much less obvious, but it is the same kind of marker. So in that episode, the Hit Me With Your Best Shot episode, I didn't want to spoil a particular thing for you.
Yeah.
And I said there might be a moment where you go, oh, is this what he's talking about?
So and what was it? Because there were a few of those moments for me where
I'm talking about when milk poured out of a man and it turns out he's a robot.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Okay. So you were saying something about somebody named Dave?
Yeah, so David Michael Fassbender in Prometheus and Alien Covenant is
the robot,
the android, whatever you want to call him.
Got it.
And so I think because you had said like, oh, maybe I'll watch Prometheus first, or I can't remember exactly.
I think I asked, can I watch Alien and then see Alien Covenant, or do I need to see Prometheus and the other, and are there other movies I need to see before I see Covenant, or can I go from the first one to Covenant?
From my understanding, because when we release this, I'll have seen Covenant,
right?
But not in enough time to give you an inside information. From my understanding, it's basically a Prometheus sequel.
So it's still an Alien prequel, mm-hmm. but so it happens between Prometheus. And
Prometheus is basically the Phantom Menace.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. And then so Covenant would be Attack of the Clones.
Got it. Okay.
So
it went all back to the beginning of Prometheus. Yeah. Now going forward from there, closer to the timeline.
Getting closer to the timeline.
Got it.
Of the first Alien. So, so David is that robot. He is a robot.
So is that like the big reveal in Prometheus? Like that?
No, that's not a reveal at all. You know it right from the beginning.
Okay. Got it.
Pretty much right from the beginning. No. But anyway, it always grosses me out because the milk always looks like it like curdles. And
so gross.
It's like sitting there, and then Bilbo's head is just lying open. Good old Ian Holm.
Good old Bilbo.
Yeah. So.
Oh man.
So Frank, I think
it's our time.
That is our time.
Yeah.
This was good.
This was good. This is a very good idea you had.
Thank you.
And very good questions you came up with. So thank you for doing that. I'll have to do this for you next time. We'll have to come back around and I'll compile a list of questions for you. And
oh, by all means, please do.
Oh, I will.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So meantime, you can find us on the internet at patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio if you want to get these episodes fast and right away and before the rest of the world. You'll be getting Beer with Geeks sooner than anyone else at patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio if you become a patron there at the $5 level or greater. You know, if you can't do that, throw a couple bucks our way is totally fine. Or just tell a friend. Tell a friend to go to beerwithgeeks.com or to iTunes and find us on Apple Podcasts at Beer with Geeks, or to leave us an iTunes review. Tweet about it. Tell a friend, you know, at Beer with Geeks on Facebook, Beer with Geeks, all those places. You can do all those things and help us out. Tell a friend about it and check it out yourself. Follow us in all those places. So those are all the ways to find us, help us out, get the word out about the show, or just enjoy following us and get more Beer with Geeky good content in the future. Have I forgotten anything?
I stopped listening to you, so probably not.
All right. Well, then, until next time, cheers. Ready, Santa.